Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Erica. How's it going?
Doing well. Did you enjoy your weekend?
Oh, I had a great time. Yes. Easter. It was fun.
How was the weather by you?
It was actually great. I went out of town for a little just retreat. And so I was about 2 hours east of where I live right now, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
And it was a gorgeous weekend here in Wisconsin. I think I truly have spring fever. And I'm hoping that everybody's experienced some great weather as well. But tell me, how does spring make you feel?
Well, besides the allergies, which attack me every year, I like it because it's kind of coming out of this like dark wintry time, especially out in the Seattle area where we deal with seasonal depression and all that. And so
yes.
I feel like a lot of change occurs during this season, not just for my mental health, but also I feel like it's kind of truly the start of the year for me, where I can kind of start seeing the things that I've planned for and kind of been working on coming to fruition.
And I think that's true. And I like how you said that dark to light, right? And I think spring is a season of hope and growth. You know, it brings that transformation and change from the darkness to the light and from the cold to the warmth, from really the gray, as you said, the dark to the bursts of color. And it's a time for cleaning house and new growth in nature, right? The budding trees, the greening grass, the slowly warming weather, they're all so incredible. It brings a little spring to your step, you know, pun intended. What do you like to do when spring has sprung?
I like to go on hikes a lot. So for me out here in the Northwest, we have all these mountains and the waters, everything is just gorgeous around us. And so it's kind of that time where I can safely go out and experience nature and kind of make time for myself, I would say.
No, I agree. And I think what I really love is a spirit of renewal and growth that comes with the spring. And if you just take a look around and notice the transformation happening, I can't really help but be in awe. It's funny, as I always tell myself, I'm going to watch. I see the trees slowly budding, and the next thing you know, it's green. And it's like, when did that happen? And every year I'm like, I'm going to pay more attention. I want to really catch that transformation process. And I think nature has a way of just springing it on you. And that one, I did not mean the pun, but I think nature can be a great source of inspiration for our own springtime renewal and growth. And if we can just take some cues from nature and see how we can spring into action, like the new blossoms and buds, like, as I said, take a look at the trees right now, they are churning with efforts to create new leaves and longer branches. What we see on the surface is only a fraction of what the miracle that's happening inside. And we can be like that too, constantly planning new ways to grow and produce, and our heads always churning with new life and ideas. And how about those winter coats? Thank goodness to saying bye-bye to them. You know, we should do as well as the animals, shedding their thick fur coats and, you know, maybe get rid of those few extra pounds that we might've had on the, you know, those winter coats. Or really even shedding those things that are hot and confining and uncomfortable. You know, maybe that's that little extra involves a relationship that needs to be gently released, or it could be a bad habit that's weighing you down. And if we can just examine what's been feeling heavy and unnecessary and consider whether it's something you can shed this spring. So much like a winter coat and animal's fur, get rid of those things that are holding you back. And then if we look at some cues from nature about animals, you know, they're waking up. What about those bears that are in hibernation? They've been out of commission for a few months. Maybe you have some waking up to do. Like maybe you need to wake up to gratitude about being so blessed. Or maybe you can wake up to the fact that it's time for a change, right? In a more literal sense, perhaps it would be good for us to wake up a little earlier each morning. I know I'm trying to do that now that it's brighter a little earlier. Start my day a little earlier. And I think it's, you know, starting with maybe a prayer or a meditation or some light reading. I think it's a big game changer how the rest of your day would go. And then how about those animals and babies, right? Many animals have mating cycles that bring about an influx of new births around this time of year. And whether they're human, bird, or mammal, animals and babies have a way of waking us up to be a little gentler, speak a little more softly, and smile a little bit more. And who couldn't use that on a more permanent basis? And then I think finally, taking those cues from nature is the rain. You know, nature just knows that come this time of year, some additional moisture is in order. And how else to feed and fuel our new life waking up and developing by maybe adding a little bit more water yourselves. If we have the proper hydration, it helps with brain function, energy level, immune system, digestive system, and really just regulation, regulating your body, right? So if we can take those cues, we take a few cues from nature, even the human population won't remain in any one season or cycle in life. And that is what we are going to talk about and get into today. How do we grow, right? How do we get unstuck? And that's what I want to hear about. Later in today's episode, we're going to take some callers. So in about 30 minutes or so, give or take, give me a call. Dial in at 1-800-930-2819 and let me know what a growth mindset means to you. Because that's what we're talking about today, is what is a growth mindset? How do we further ourselves into additional opportunities? What might be holding us back with those growth mindsets? And how do we overcome them? So that number again is 1-800-930-2819. Give me a call in about 30 minutes, and I want to hear from you on what a growth mindset means to you. So Jacob, I'm going to kick it off with that to you. What is a growth mindset?
A growth mindset is, I think, a way you position yourself to look past maybe past failures or, you know, kind of a way around those limiting beliefs that kind of hinder you from moving forward in the things that you want to. So I think in order to have a growth mindset, you have to be willing to look at your failures in the face and say, you know, that isn't me, that doesn't define who I am. And when you start to practice having that growth mindset, I think it really helps you start to make progress in those areas in your life.
That is wonderful. And that's what we're going to talk about during the next segment. And I think, what would be your favorite thing about spring that you, I know you said what you like to do and how it makes you feel, but what is your favorite thing that you kind of see out there that has you in awe? What sort of transformation?
I really like, I like to see things bloom. So out here in Seattle, we've got you know, the University of Washington campus, and on the, there's this area called the Quad, and they have these cherry blossom trees that are just absolutely gorgeous. And but of course, during the wintertime, all the flowers fall off. And so I like to see kind of this bursting of life and growth and blooming that happens all around us. And so, you know, you just look outside and you can see it happening day by day as spring comes around. And I think that's just really beautiful.
Yeah, I think these are the days that I wish I was maybe a little bit more skilled in photography, because I would love to take like little pictures. And I did it like I did with my son growing up. I took a picture like every week so that I could see the difference in a school year at how much he grew, but is to slowly start taking pictures every day, every week of the seasonal change, just to see how quickly it changes. but I never catch it. I never catch it good enough. But I see, you know, you see them on the internet and the different pictures, and it's truly amazing at what nature does and what nature can do. And I think if we just take those cues, think about all the blessings, and think about all the great things that happen in nature and how we can apply them to our lives, you'd be amazed. And that is what we're going to talk about next, is the growth mindset. So we're going to take that quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about growth mindset. What is it and how we can keep moving forward? You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. We welcome back myself and our wonderful producer, Jacob, as he's helping me talk about growth mindset. And I think now that we're all excited about growth and what nature is showing us, let's discuss what is a growth mindset. So, Jacob, you gave me your spin on what you think of when I say growth mindset. And I agree so much with you. And people who believe their success is based on hard work, learning, training, and perseverance, those are the individuals who are said to have a growth mindset. And it goes back to the professor of psychology at Stanford University, Carol Dweck. She did some extensive research into growth mindset. And her work from the late 80s was originally focused on school children, but as it turned out, could easily be applied to adults. And Dr. Dweck came to the conclusion that humans either have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. And it sounds pretty simple, right? The growth variant means that you believe that your talents aren't fixed, but fluid, constantly in development. And growth mindset people are permanently improving their intelligence, their abilities, their skill sets to learn those new tasks, jobs, skills through hard work, training, and again, perseverance. And that is where they believe that learning doesn't stop the moment you leave school, right? And I think that's an important fact. You don't go through, you know, the 12 grades, you know, the primary school, secondary school, maybe university, or trade school or military and stop. You know, we are lifelong learners. I know personally I am. I thrive to be a lifelong learner. And what about you, Jacob? Do you like to learn? Do you like to grow your skills?
Absolutely. On one hand, for me as a musician, you know, there are a ton of moments in my life where I've hit these roadblocks in my musical growth. And it's you know, you can either quit in that moment or you can just kind of persevere and push through that. And eventually you'll see the growth happen. But besides music, I think learning is just invaluable, and especially with a world that's constantly changing. We have to be able to, you know, relearn certain things about the way things work or be open to the fact that we might not know everything. And I think that's what makes us better people.
Oh, no, absolutely. When we can accept that we don't know all about everything and there's always room to get better, you know, that is. And I think growth mindset people accept and even welcome failure as a means to move forward. And, you know, the benefits of that particular mindset are substantial. It makes relationships between people much better, working as a team with the knowledge that they have to learn together. And it really reduces that quick judgments, the thriving on constructive criticism. And in my opinion, involves less stress, right? When you know that, you know, you don't want to fail. Nobody wants to fail. But if you look at failure as a chance to learn, it's so much less stressful. And I want to know, what have been some things that you didn't achieve or failed at that you saw as a growth opportunity?
Let me think here. Growing up, there were a number of soccer teams that I really wanted to play for. And I didn't start at a super early age playing soccer. And so you kind of go into it hoping for the best, and then you get the news that you didn't make the team. And while at first it's very discouraging, that it's also an opportunity for me to get feedback, look at what I need to improve on, go work on those skills, and then come back and try again. And eventually I was able to make certain teams that I wanted to, and I actually played through college. And so that was a really cool thing for me to kind of grow in as a person. And it seeped into other areas of my life outside of the sport.
I think that's important. And you sometimes there are things where I know for me personally as a parent, when my kid got something real easy, when things were coming just naturally to him, I wasn't hoping he would fail because that sounds horrible. I wanted it to be, how do you deal with not winning? How do you deal with not getting it? And I wanted him to have that experience. And so there were times he wanted to do acting, which just kind of floored me. I'm like, oh, sure, if you want to try it, you know. And he went out there and his first audition was kind of bad. I mean, he was five. He was little. And he didn't get the part. And while I was so disappointed for him, because he put himself out there on stage in front of like 100 people and, you know, did his best. And I didn't want him to be embarrassed or anything like that. He got done. He's like, that was a blast. I didn't get a part, but I want to try again. I'm like, yes. And it wasn't so much that yes, that you want to do acting. It was yes, he didn't take the failure as rejection. And I think that is part of the growth mindset. And it's really become kind of a buzzword, even working its way into the organizational mission statements. And I think sometimes many of us can have a misunderstanding or misconceptions about growth mindset. People often confused a growth mindset with being flexible or open-minded or with having a positive outlook, you know, qualities that they believe they've simply always had. And I think that, yes, absolutely, those are great things to have, right? Yeah. Being flexible, being open-minded, and having a positive outlook. But a growth mindset is more than that. You know, everyone is actually a mixture of fixed and growth mindset, and that mixture continually evolves with our experiences. No, I don't believe that a pure or only growth mindset really exists, because we have to be able to acknowledge where we're at and move forward. Another kind of misconception that I think a lot of people have is that, you know, a growth mindset is just about praising and rewarding effort. And to me, I don't think it's true. You know, it's not true for students in school, and it's not true for people in organizations. In both of those settings, the outcomes matter. So if somebody's having a growth mindset and, oh, I failed, it's great, I learned from it. Outcomes do matter, and the unproductive effort is never a good thing. You know, it's very critical to reward not just effort, but learning and progress. But we need to also know that we do have something that we're seeking to attain, trying new strategies and capitalizing on setbacks to move forward. So the outcome, you know, the bottom line, it really follows from deeply engaging in all the processes. So when we're looking at having failures and learning from them, we need to make sure that that's not the only thing. We don't want to have a misunderstanding about that. And I think another misconception is just adopt a growth mindset and good things will happen. It's kind of like sometimes you say, oh, just be positive. Well, that doesn't always work, right? Mission statements are wonderful, right? Or even a purpose statement. It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, who can really argue with that lofty values, growth, empowerment, innovation are bad things? But what do they mean? So if we're looking at an organization, you know, and if the company doesn't implement policies that make the innovation, the empowerment, the growth real and attainable, it's kind of just lip service. They need to embody a growth mindset to make those risk-taking efforts worthwhile. And I bring it up because what have you done in risk, right? That's, this isn't perfect. What is the risk in this that I might not make it? I might fail, but the risk was worth it. Have you ever experienced something like that?
Definitely. Trying to think about a specific moment, but in general, I think that there's this, when it comes to risk, there's that moment where you're thinking about, you know, do I just go for it or not? And I think that when you, regardless of the outcome, when you decide to go and take that risk, I think there's a sense of growth and accomplishment for taking that leap of faith in the first place. You know, you mentioned your son who tried out auditioned for this role and didn't get it, but I think that he experienced growth despite the fact that he didn't get the part. And I think that part of that is inherent in taking risks.
Yes. No, and I think it's important. And if you even look at individuals, you know, we see things a little bit more black and white as individuals, but if you even put that into your workplace, like beyond your personal life, but to your professional life, and you look, if you're rewarding yourself and your staff and your organization for those useful lessons learned, even if a project doesn't meet its goals, that supports collaboration across the organization, right? Cross-functional work, and really reduces that competition among employees. And I think that's how you build a better organization and better business, whether it's a large, you know, multi-million dollar company or a small mom and pop shop. You advance the, you know, the development and the advancement opportunities, and you learn to appreciate other people's strengths and weaknesses. So having that growth mindset about, yeah, let's work together and build off of each other's skills and maybe teach somebody else something in the long run, I think is invaluable, because you as an organization will succeed and then your individual staff members succeed. And I think that's important. You know, and even if people have misunderstanding or misconceptions about growth mindset, I think we can still correct them. It's not easy. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And I think one reason why is we all have our own fixed mindset triggers. You know, when we face challenges or we receive criticism or fare poorly compared with others, we can easily fall into that insecurity or defensiveness. Really, those responses inhibit growth. And it can be in personal life and professional life. And I think if we can get over those fixed mindset triggers, we need to identify and work through them to remain in that growth zone. And I think the growth mindset can be applied, like I said, both professionally and personal life. And some of those things are, you know, do not feel offended by criticism from a friend, a loved one, or a manager. Instead, use this feedback to get better at your relationships. You may have to accomplish a new task or an activity and be a little insecure, you know, and I think in those instances, sometimes we think, I'm never going to be able to do that, or I'll never succeed. But if we are confident that even if we don't succeed, we will learn a new skill, or we will learn from that opportunity, that is just as important. And I think if we see these new tasks or activities as experiments leading to new insights rather than stuff that must lead to success, that's going to also be very helpful. So in all, definitely be open-minded, but know that you may not succeed the first time. And this leads to growing as a person, and then eventually success will come. And I think those are some really big things and really good things to remember about fixed mindset versus growth mindset. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll discuss what may be holding us back in achieving that growth mindset. But don't forget, just in about 10 minutes, I want you to give us a call. Call in and let me know, what does a growth mindset mean to you? And that phone number again is 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly, channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at BlueLightningHealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. During the past segments, we have discussed what is a growth mindset and some common misconceptions around growth mindset. Now let's get into what may be holding us back in achieving a growth mindset. It kind of reminds me of a quote from Dale Carnegie. One of the most tragic things I know about human nature is that all of us tend to put off living. We are all dreaming of some magical rose garden over the horizon instead of enjoying the roses that are blooming outside our windows today. And why does that quote remind me of growth mindset or holding it back? For me, it's we're so looking at the destination, right? What is that far, far in front of us? And we're not enjoying that journey. And we are busy worrying about achieving to live. We are worrying about failing instead of looking at it as an opportunity to growth. Now, as mentioned earlier, there is a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. And people with a fixed mindset tend to believe that their talents are innate gifts. They're just naturals. On the other hand, people with a so-called, you know, growth mindset believe that their talents can be developed through hard work, good strategies, and input from others. And Dr. Dweck famously referred to the growth mindset with the following quote: "Why waste time proving over and over how great you are when you could be getting better? Being great today is nice, but it isn't more important to make sure you will also be great tomorrow." And I think that's perfect. Just because either in personal life or professional life, you did something this way, I've always done it this way, or that's just how it's done, or it's good. Well, is it good enough, right? Not that we aren't good enough, but we could always have room for improvement. We can always do something better. Not that we should, you know, kind of the analysis paralysis sort of thing, but really, we can grow. Nobody's perfect and everybody's constantly growing. And there's literally no chance of standing out from the masses in the future if you stop educating yourself today. And people with a growth mindset tend to understand that point and therefore are always willing to educate themselves, right? As we talked about earlier, being that lifelong learner, you know, picking up books or reading newspapers, that's only the beginning. Acting on a growth mindset also includes a lot of things. So let's look at a few of those things. And I want to start with performance as something that is holding us back. You know, typically for a fixed mindset, those people are focused on how well you perform instead of how well you develop your skills. You know, those fixed mindsetters focus on the quick wins and the easy path to glory instead of maximizing their growth potential. You know, someone with a true growth mindset has no problem getting defeated several times because really this kind of person finds key insights in every loss, and it helps to learn from mistakes and reach the next level. And we talked about that earlier, right? Failing. Failing's not bad. It's not the F word, right? It's an opportunity to grow and learn, right? Learn from your mistakes. That's what they always say. I think another issue holding us back is fear, and more precisely, facing our fear. Growth mindsetters understand the concept of a comfort zone and know that real life begins outside of it. Therefore, this kind of person really challenges herself to do things she's not confident in doing by understanding that every time she does so, she will gain new strength. It's like weight training, right? The more you do it, the easier it'll become. And then you can move up in weight and you just keep going. So Jacob, what was something that you were afraid to do, but did anyways?
I think that a lot of my fear comes around my interactions with people because just as part of who I am is that I want to be liked. I think that's normal for a lot of people, but then also caring about what other people think kind of feeds into that. And when somebody that you whose opinion you care about tells you that you aren't handling something correctly or that there's something in your life that needs to be changed, I gravitate towards defensiveness. And so the fear in that is making a change that's uncomfortable for me. But when you face that fear and say, I'm going to do what I can to hear you, listen to you, and then make a conscious effort to make those changes, I think that that fear starts to go away and the outcome is growth overall.
Absolutely. And this next one about that's holding us back is something we talked about right before we came back on, is feedback. You know, a person with a mixed mindset only wants to hear the positive feedback. You know, we touched on this during the last segment as well, but many times, and, you know, I'd say perhaps maybe a slight exaggeration, but all these fixed mindsetters want to hear is how well they have done several things and how awesome they are. On the other hand, a person with a growth mindset is not afraid of the opposite, right? They actively ask for critical feedback, knowing that this feedback is a good indicator of where to improve. You know, these kind of people really understand that knowing that they are doing wrong is limiting them from doing things differently. And I think for me, taking compliments can be uncomfortable, right? That I don't know sometimes how to take a compliment or good feedback. You know, don't get me wrong, I like to hear it, but don't know what to say in return. And constructive criticism is hard to hear, but after the initial, you know, ouch wears off, it drives me. And we talked about this a little bit. How about you? What does that constructive criticism drive you to do better?
It does now, but, you know, that's something that I had to learn. My natural instinct wasn't to take this criticism and feel good about it and make real changes, but was to it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I would fight it for a little bit. But over the years, you know, you start to recognize that it's not there to hurt you. It's not personal, but it's there for your own growth. And when you look at it that way and kind of train your mind to start receiving the messages that way, it changes the feeling you get when someone comes at you with constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard not to be defensive. Like, what? But I think it is. As you get older and as you get through life and you realize that you aren't perfect and that's okay and you can get better, that constructive criticism helps, right? And I think the very last area that I want to touch on before we go to break, because we want to take your calls, is mistakes. And it's the growth mindset allows you to be proud of your mistakes, because before you can make a mistake, you have to try, right? That means you tried, you put yourself out there. And, you know, making a mistake is nothing to celebrate, but we are human, and it is an awesome chance to make things right, learn from them, adapt your strategy. It's really better to make a lot of mistakes than to play life safe and don't risk anything. Right. And I think the crucial point is how you react to the mistakes. For me, there are two things highly important when a mistake occurs. First, make sure you don't get demotivated, angry, or disappointed. And always make sure to understand that a mistake is something beautiful. And the second is to analyze the situation, learn from it, adapt, and make sure the mistakes can never happen again. You know, it's no problem to make those mistakes. It's only a problem if you make the same mistake twice. So, we're going to take a quick break because we want to hear from you. Call in at 1-800-930-2819 and let me know what a growth mindset means to you. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ity.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events at getrootedradio.com. So during today's episode, we've been talking about having a growth mindset. And I said I wanted to hear from you. What does a growth mindset mean to you? So we're going to take our first caller.
All right, we've got Harriet from Wisconsin. Harriet, you're on with Erica.
Hey, Harriet, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So we've been talking about growth mindset. What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm kind of coming in late to the game as far as a growth mindset. But I've been doing really well so far this year. But for me, a growth mindset is setting a plan, making a plan, and putting up little steps so I can be successful with the end result. Right now, I've just been working on not feeling guilty about taking time for myself. My children are grown, older. They've left the home. They're independent, young adults like I raised them to be. And now I need to raise myself to be more of an independent adult and have a positive growth mindset. And I've been working on it, but me, it's making my plan, making a positive. If I have a setback, not feeling bad or guilty about it, and just taking the next step to do better each time. And it's been working so far for me this year.
Well, and I love to hear that because you're saying you're making a plan, but if things don't work out, you might make a mistake, and that's okay. You're not giving up, and that is a key point of having a growth mindset. Is that mistakes don't equal failure, they equal a learning opportunity.
And that took me a really long time to get to. Usually if I made the mistake, it was like, I might as well just forget it. This isn't working. Where instead now I'm like, oops, let me revisit what my plan was and see where my breakdown was and do better so that way I won't have that same misstep again. And like I said, I started in January and it's April and I'm still doing well. I'm getting stronger every day. It's been a positive change in my life. And I think just knowing that it's okay to trip, it's okay to restart and refresh yourself. Just like spring right now, I'm renewing, refreshing, rejuvenating my mind and my body and my soul. And I'm positive that I'm going to get to where I need to be.
And I am too. I want to thank you so much for calling in today, Harriet. Keep on your path. Don't change your destination, you might just have to zigzag a couple times.
I'm okay with a detour now and then.
Okay. I love to hear it. Thank you so much for calling and keep listening and we will talk to you soon.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Erica.
All right. Wonderful. So that is great. I love that first caller. So I think we have another caller on the line, Jacob.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Linda from Wisconsin as well. Hey, Linda.
Oh, my Wisconsin peeps are in the mm-hmm. house. Hi, Linda. Yes. I'm good. Thank you. Yourself?
Good. And I really enjoyed that last caller, especially just, sometimes you just have to start over or start again. It's all in how you look at mistakes.
Absolutely. So what does a growth mindset mean to you?
Well, to me it means, when I think of a growth mindset, I think about organic growth, which a lot of times translates into incremental change. It's growth that is sustainable, right? And so now with the change of seasons, being outside more and seeing things like, the birds are singing a little bit earlier, we're seeing buds come out and leaves and flowers and, one more minute of sunlight each day. It's a tiny amount, but it makes such a huge difference. And so it kind of reminds me, I want to observe it, acknowledge it, and then appreciate it and celebrate it, right? And, really then kind of savor it almost, like the great weather that we're having, or if it's some growth in a personal way. With my clients, a lot of times it's things like, you increased your weights. You went from 3.5 pounds to 5 pounds, or from 15 pounds to 20 pounds, or you're doing this exercise much better now. You've really got the flow of it down. And I think it's important to really celebrate that incremental growth, because for a couple of reasons. One, I really think that keeps us motivated. Like, if we can celebrate the little successes, like if you're trying to quit smoking, you smoke one less cigarette a day, right? And celebrate that. That's progress. And the other reason is that I think incremental growth, it tends to be more sustainable than really rapid growth. You know, trying to, you know, overnight you're going to completely clean up your diet, you know, no more fried foods, no more carbs or whatever it is, something really drastic like that, that's not sustainable. But incremental change and incremental growth is sustainable. And then I also think that it kind of keeps you in touch with your own personal seasons, right? Like everyone has periods of high growth, and then we have periods of low growth. We have periods of hibernation, but no growth maybe, right? It's not linear. It's not linear for anybody. And so, you know, I think acknowledging incremental growth and looking at those small changes and those small successes, it really helps you to kind of identify what is your pattern? What is your growth pattern? What triggers your periods of high growth? And then learning from that. And maybe learning, okay, if you are maybe in a little bit of a rut or you're in a channel where you're not really growing very much, can you identify ways to sort of push yourself up and out of that? So that's really kind of what I think about growth. And this is really the perfect season to be thinking about that, I think.
Yeah. And I love how you said the incremental growth, because I mean, like we talked about earlier in the episode about taking our cues from nature. You know, nature doesn't go from nothing on the trees to full bloom, right? Just like flowers don't go from nothing to full bloom. They grow. It's gradual. And if we can value the process over the end result and really appreciate the steps that we took, that risk, we took the step and we are slowly going, you know, one step versus 20 steps, you're still going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've all seen those time-lapse videos where they like speed up the growth of a flower from a little tiny, you know, bud in the ground all the way up into a beautiful blooming tulip or whatever. And imagine if you could do that with your life. You know, if you look back at where you were 5 years ago and if you could do a time-lapse and speed that up, you would probably be pretty amazed at where you've come from, where you are now, the progress, the changes, the growth. But because we can't do that with our life, we don't always recognize it. So you kind of have to catch it in the moment.
I love that. And I want to really thank you so much for calling in today, Linda. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate what you do for your clients. Sounds like they are in very capable hands, and you keep up with that growth mindset.
Thank you so much, Erica, and likewise to you. Take care.
Yes, you too. All right, Jacob, I think we have another person on the phone.
That's right. Another person from Wisconsin. We have Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So what is growth mindset mean for you?
So for me, it's just kind of, I mean, you keep referencing, you know, springtime and growth and nature and taking cues, and I feel like I'm always just kind of on that same kind of path as nature all winter long and just kind of go inward. And then spring comes along, and it's like you see all the new opportunities. You know, it's seeing things that are right in front of you that you maybe, you know, wouldn't be open to. It's, you know, you have to kind of look at yourself and think, you know, where am I, where do I want to be, and then what are those things, you know, those limiting self-beliefs that you have. It's getting comfortable, you know, really looking at yourself and kind of acknowledging those flaws you have instead of judging yourself for them. Just look at it and say, okay, well, how can I change that? Then you get out there and, you know, you try to get comfortable getting uncomfortable and you make the mistakes. And I don't know, for me, it's just I get into this mindset where I'm almost looking for failure. That's how I know that I'm growing. So I'm kind of like, you know, with the birds and the trees and everything kind of coming back to life, I feel myself on that same path recently and definitely have that perspective of just trying to get out there and new beginnings and making changes.
And I like how you said, you used one of my favorite sayings is get comfy being uncomfy. And that's when we do, you know, that's where the magic happens, outside of your comfort zone. And if we can stop saying, I can't do it, right? You know, can't's a four-letter word. We haven't mastered it yet, right? We give ourselves that ability that we're not there yet. And I think that helps us. And so you mentioned...
It's
no, keep going.
Oh, no, say absolutely. It's not that I can't do it. It's how could I do it? You know, what do I need to do to be able to do it? And as another saying, and I love this one because I use this all the time and I remind myself, you know, you don't fail. You don't really fail at anything. Everything else is just practice. So as long as you keep going for whatever you're going for, you've never actually failed. Maybe you're changing the route, you're trying a new tactic, you're looking at it from a different angle, but you're never actually failing unless you give up.
And I think that's important, right? It's that take risks in the company of others, right? Stop trying to save face all the time and just let yourself goof up now and then. You know, it will make it easier to take risks and accept your failure in the future. Failure doesn't have to be, you know, an F word. It is something that if we learn and grow by, and we make it an opportunity, right? We replace failure with learning, and then we can continue to go after the things that we want, whether that's a goal, whether that's our future wants, needs, whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for calling in. I appreciate you being on hold and waiting to get through the other callers. And stay tuned for future episodes. And I appreciate you calling in.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. All right. So, Jake, I don't think there's any, Jacob, there's any other callers on the line.
Not right now, no.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for callers, for dialing in to let me know your take on what is growth mindset. And I think the one last thing that I want to go through is different ways to develop a growth mindset. And we hit so many of them, right? The view the challenges as opportunities, try different learning tactics, replace the word failing with the word learning, acknowledge and embrace your imperfections, all those things. And I think a couple more would be value that process over the end result, stop seeking approval, right? When you prioritize approval over learning, you're sacrificing your own potential for growth. Celebrate the growth. I think it was Linda who talked about celebrate incrementally. And great, in that I think that's important. Celebrate your growth and celebrate it with others. Reward your actions and not your traits, and really make sure that you are portraying criticism as positive, and make sure you abandon any notion that something is wrong, right? That your failure is wrong or your goals are wrong. And I think the last thing is take ownership over your attitude. You know, once you've developed that growth mindset, own it. Acknowledge yourself as someone who possesses a growth mentality and be proud to let it guide you throughout all of your career, personally, professionally. Don't be afraid to really own what you've earned. And that's what I think I want to close out with today. Make sure that you appreciate all that you have done, all the hard work and dedication that it takes into doing and being somebody who has a growth mindset. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. Thank you, Jacob, for letting me ask you a ton of questions today.
Absolutely. It was a great time.
All right. So if you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you're ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to its fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about the 12-week series and to get that free Empower Hour call. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day, everybody. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.